We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. After getting their ass beat in the Eastern Conference semifinals for a third year in a row, in Game 7, they got whacked 112-88 by the Celtics. Doc Rivers said he plans on coming back to coach the team next season. And James Harden said he wouldn't even think about it yet, what he's going to do in terms of making a decision on where he's going to play or if he's going to opt into his contract for next season or become a free agent. Rivers said, yeah, I'm coming back. I have 2 years left. He was hired after the bubble in the winter of 2020. He's been there for three straight seasons with improved records, going for 49 wins in 2021 to 51 victories last season to 54 this season, the most Philly's had since 01 when Iverson won the MVP and led him to the NBA Finals. But it doesn't matter. They never win in the playoffs when it matters. They never win in closeout games. They never win in game sevens. They were planning on Embiid, who won the MVP, to take him to the promised land. Instead, a third straight loss in the conference semis after losing in seven to the Hawks in 21 and six to the Heat last season, they're done again. They asked him where his relationship was with Rivers, and Harden said, our relationship is okay. Embiid, when talking about Rivers, coach has been fantastic, and he's done a great job, in my opinion. But he did mention that, you know, with guys like Monty Williams and Mike Budenholzer getting fired, it's a brutal business. And he said he's glad he's not the one making the calls on those types of decisions. Philly had two chances to wipe out Boston in game six. They led 83-81 with 6 minutes to go, but they got outscored 14-3 on their home floor to close out the game. And the Celtics kept their season alive, forcing game seven at the Garden in Boston on Sunday. And they got absolutely eviscerated on Sunday in the third quarter. They were outscored 33-10 in the quarter as Boston's three-point halftime lead went to 26 after three. It was embarrassing. The last 12 minutes was a party for the Garden. That's all it was. As Boston goes to the Eastern Conference Finals for a fifth time in 7 years. Rivers said, we played great all year, and this loss absolutely diminishes that, what we did this year in some ways. When Harden talked about leading the league in assists and helping Embiid get the MVP, they asked him what he's going to do. He said, I haven't even thought about it. He can either opt in to his $35.6 million player option for next season or decline it and become an unrestricted free agent. So, is he going back to Houston or not? He said, I just want to have a chance to compete. I mean, it really is ridiculous listening to this guy talking about having a chance to compete. He has a chance to compete every year, and he fails. He fails at it every single time. Across Philly's four losses in the series, he shot just 12 for 55. He was 3 of 24 from downtown. He was putrid. He went 37 for 61 in their three wins. Harden said Boston did a really good job. They forced him to shoot 3 for 11 from the field and 1 of 5 from downtown. He said Robert Williams was in the paint. You know what I mean? We made him pay early, and then we kind of went away from what was working, and kind of everything slowed down. With another wretched defeat, Rivers now has 10, count them, 10, double digits, 10 game seven losses as a head coach. That's twice as many as any coach in NBA history. He's 6-10 in game sevens. He's lost 5 straight game sevens. He's the absolute worst. He is the Black Cloud Diner. Bad luck follows him no matter when the game is, where the game is, who they're playing. It just doesn't matter. Every time you see Doc Rivers in a game seven, go the other way. Bet the other way because he always pikes. He's now lost in the second round of the playoffs 6 times since leaving the Celtics following the 2013 season and hasn't reached the conference finals since doing it with Boston in 2012. Rivers said he's disappointed of being in the situation again. I thought we had the right group. I really did. It's funny, he said. I look out and I talk about keeping receipts sometimes. You know what I mean? I don't think one person in this room picked the Sixers. Not one, but we did. And we chose to believe that we could win anyway. And we almost pulled it off. No, you didn't, bro. You didn't almost pull it off. You got your ass beat. Game 6 will be something we're going to think about. Game 7 will be something we're going to think about. I mean, are you kidding me? But as far as our guys fight against everybody who picked against us, they didn't care. They thought they could still win the series, and that's something good about our team. I thought overall we were fighters. End quote. I mean, are you kidding me? I'm going to puke listening to this guy talk about how they thought they were going to get it done. We all believed and all this other nonsense. And the reality is that, like I said before, if there's a game that matters and Doc Rivers is coaching in that game, bet the other side and you'll be rich. Tatum scored 51 points, the most in a game 7 in NBA history, to lead the Celts. He broke the record set 2 weeks ago by Steph Curry, who had 50 in a game 7 in the Warriors' win over the Sacramento Kings. Tatum went 17 of 28 from the floor and had 13 rebounds and 5 dimes. He's the 5th player in NBA history with at least a 50-10-5 game in a playoff game. Marcus Smart said, it's a movie. It's a big movie. Being able to just sit back, eat your popcorn, and watch. Tatum scored or assisted on 62 points in Game 7. He made Embiid and Harden, 15 and 9, respectively, look pathetic and invisible. I mean, honestly. He scored all 51 of his points in the half court. He had 17 when Embiid was guarding him. Tatum said, I was really excited just for the moment to be able to come out and play. It's definitely on my mind that I had played as bad as it could get for 42, 43 minutes. We have a saying, it's only up from here. He had 25 in the first half after scoring 18 points in the first half of games 4, 5, and 6 combined. He said, going into game 6, it sounds crazy, I was locked in, too much so. I was too tight. I was too in my own head thinking about what I needed to do, how many points I needed to score. It's a big moment. And today, I was more myself. Pre-game, I just relaxed, laughing, joking. That's when I play my best, when I'm having fun. I just tried not to think about the pressure, what everybody's going to say. Just focus on the game and have fun. Well, he sure did have fun. Tatum had 13 in the third quarter alone, doubling the Sixers' total, and the game was over. Doc Rivers said, I've seen one guy do this before, and it was in this building, unfortunately, and it was LeBron James. That's the only time I've seen a performance like that live, and I'm glad that I haven't seen many. Tatum was unbelievable. He did talk about Miami, a team that we're extremely familiar with, a very well-coached team. They compete with the best of them, play hard, they defend, they make plays, they figure out a way to win. It's going to be fun. It's going to be highly competitive, and I'm looking forward to it. The Celtics have now won 7 series when trailing 3-2, the most by any team in NBA history. Their young coach, Joe Mazzulla, said, you always come into a series with the expectation of how it's supposed to go, and it's just not how the playoffs are. We just handled the ebbs and flows of a series. Never too emotionally high, never too low. We had rough patches. We were able to keep our emotional togetherness intact, which I think is important in the playoffs. They're already favored over the Heat. I mean, heavy favorites. Al Horford said, we really locked in and stayed together. The Sixers are a good team that could have easily been a conference final, or if they were on the other side, it could have been a finals match. They're that good of a team, and you got to give them credit. They're a good team. One team had to win, and we were able to get it done. How crazy is this? The four teams that are in the conference finals are the same four teams that played in the bubble year when everybody said the bubble season didn't count. It was not the same. It was a joke. And the Lakers title shouldn't count. And you've heard all this rhetoric over and over, right? But how about the Lakers and Nuggets in the Western Conference final and the Celtics Heat in the Eastern Conference final? It's the exact same as the bubble. Game one of the West will be tomorrow night, Tuesday night, 8:30 Eastern time in Denver. And game one of the Eastern Conference Finals, the Heat at the Celtics at the Garden Wednesday night. I already told you, Boston heavy favorites. I've seen them at minus 500, Heat plus 380. In the West, Denver minus $1.55, LA minus $1.35. It should be awesome.